Good afternoon.
Pierre, my friend.
Noodles!
Noodles, how's it going?
Excellent. Ah, you're right on time. I can't believe it.
Putting the punk back into punctuality.
It is 93.3 WMMR right here in Philadelphia. And coming up Friday night at Festival Pier, what a lineup. It's the never-ending summer tour with 311, The Offspring. Gym Class Heroes is also on the bill. And we have with us the guitar player from The Offspring. His name is Noodles. Hey, Noodles.
Hey, Pierre. How you doing, man?
I'm doing great. The tour kicked off on July 25th in California at the Shoreline. Now about eight or ten, I guess, dates into it. How's it going?
It's been going great. Yeah, we've had some really hot shows. This time of year, it's all been outdoors, but the crowds have just been incredible. People in 311 shirts singing along to us, people in Offspring shirts, grooving out to 311. It's been great. Really amazing.
When I interviewed you and Peanut earlier, before the tour started, I asked if you guys might join each other for a song, and I gather that hasn't happened, but there's this amazing cover, a couple of records that have come out that has happened, but have you guys come on stage with each other at all?
We haven't, actually. Not yet, anyways. Some bands are better at that, and some bands aren't, and I just think that our two bands aren't really that great at that.
That's cool.
Unfortunately.
No, it's
yeah.
Cool. So the covers I spoke of, I just love this because each band is paying tribute to the other. 311, who has that great song Down, The Offspring cover that.
Yep.
And 311 cover Self-Esteem. And what's fascinating is that each band does it in their own way. But you had added in some interview I read, you said we've always been big fans of the song Down. It's dark, but it's got an uplifting message. But we tried to punk it up a little.
Yeah, we just, we kind of gave it the Offspring treatment. It's got that heavy guitar riff, which is really kind of cool. It's like a drop D guitar riff. And so, we kind of went with that. We sped it up a little bit because we were a little bit more, those guys are kind of groovy in how they approach songs. And we're a little bit more frenetic, I guess, a little more aggressive. So that's kind of how we took, how we kind of went after going for Down,
Both songs are available for download, and I'm just about to order the 7-inch vinyl, which I think is particularly cool. On one side, it'll be Down. On the other side, Self-Esteem, because I love vinyl.
Yeah, you got to love vinyl. Even my, I love that vinyl is still alive and kicking. My son's big onto vinyl. He loves taking me to record stores now. It's been fun.
Have you found anything interesting at record stores?
The stuff that I really, not really, I mean, I love it all. So I haven't found anything, mind-blowing that collectors want. I kind of go for stuff that's sentimental and has meaning to me more than anything.
That's cool.
Things that I had when I was younger that I lost.
We're speaking with Noodles here on MMR. The Offspring and 311 and Gym Class Heroes will be on Festival Pier this Friday night. A few tickets remain at Ticketmaster.com. Now, we were talking about the each of you covering the other band, 311. Those guys have covered Self-Esteem and do a really cool version of it. Nick had said he loves the story, first of all, because the song tells this great story. And he said, we had to work hard to live up to the Offspring's killer cover of Down. I love the way they reimagined it. It kicked ass, but we had to live up to that when we recorded Self-Esteem. What did you think of their version?
I think they did a great job. And it's a perfect song for them to do, because it's, largely bass driven, and they really do, those guys are just, they've got a feel for groove and funk, and so they kind of put that to it. There's also the kind of harmonic guitars. I don't know if it sounds like a keyboard, but I think it's guitar after one of the verses that they do. I love that, when Nick and Tim play the guitarmonies, right? So they're so good at that.
And you guys are doing these songs in concert, right?
We haven't been, actually.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think you should start.
Maybe we should. We're doing a different cover we started playing actually in Europe, because we recorded that before we went to Europe. We did it a couple months ago.
Oh, really?
And and in Europe we started playing a different cover song. So we've been doing that, throwing that out. It's I don't want to give it all away, but we're covering an AC/DC song, and it's been a lot of fun.
Oh my God, I cannot wait to hear that when we go to Festival Pier to see you guys. And of course, I'm always going to put in my request, and I know it's not going to get on the set list, but "Cruising California" bumping in my trunk makes. I just played it the other day again, and just love that song. It's such a perfect summertime song. But maybe someday I'll hear it live.
Yeah, we have played it live, but when that record first came out, but we haven't really been gone back to it, unfortunately.
Well, speaking of that record, it's been a while since we've had an album. We did have a single, I think it was Coming For You in 2015, that we played, which is kind of cool, just releasing a single here and there. But the record, Days Go By, was 2012, Noodles. Now, a lot of people are talking about it. I heard you got about 10 songs done towards a new album. Is that accurate?
Yeah, I think even more now. I think we're at about 12 or 13. And what we're deciding to do is hold back a couple of those songs and already put them out on the next record. So we want to come up with a few more songs for this record. But we don't have a label. We don't have any distribution right now. So we're trying to work out something there. And it's the way things are happening now, we might have to sign with like two or three different companies and make them all regional. So right now we don't have anyone to distribute it.
That's a very strange predicament.
So we're kind of out in the wind right now.
There's a lot of bands that have been around for a while that have that same challenge. And you look when the record comes out and you realize it's not on a major label, and they've had to do something similar.
Yeah, and that's fine. We're good with the independent labels. We've been there before and been pretty successful at it. So we just want to, have something that can help us a little bit, set up things like this, like radio interviews. You love a record company that's going to be behind you and help set that up and has connections there. And then mainly just get your music out there and so people can hear it. And, it's pretty much you just put it up on the internet now and it's out there.
That's true.
But that's just kind of a willy-nilly way to do it. You want to get it to into the right hands. You want it directed to the fans, the people that are going to enjoy your music.
Well, you know what? I still love the concept of an album, even though you can download a song anytime. An artist puts together an album and there's a sequence of songs and, they work on how that sequence is going to go and if the album...
Exactly.
Tells a story if it doesn't tell a story, but your favorite records throughout history, if you know the album, when one song is ending, you're anticipating the beginning of the next one already, and you just know it by instinct, by feel.
Right. Well, and then the artwork and the
oh
and
my
the
God,
liner
yeah.
notes and all of that. I used to just pore over that stuff when I was younger and I would get records. I don't so much anymore, but I still do like looking at the at least the cover art.
Well, yeah, absolutely. And I mean, it's part of the three-dimensional experience, as I like to think of it. I mean, in the old days, you'd sit on your couch and, and do what you were just describing. But even now with a CD, you can do that. And, an artist, it's all part of the package. It's that's why it's an album, like a picture album. But it's a record album that's got all these, pieces to the puzzle, if you will. So, are there any working titles for the record thus far?
No, not yet. We have some song titles. The only one that we've let people know about is we're playing one of the songs every night now. It's called "It Won't Get Better," and we've been throwing that in the set every night now.
Okay,
so, and it's been and for a new song that hasn't been released, it's actually going over really well.
You never know
how that's going to happen.
How do you judge that when you're on stage? Because obviously you're looking out at the audience, but. When you're playing something new, how can you judge if people are getting it or not?
Yeah, they got to be kind of moving. If it gets the crowd moving, even just bopping their heads a little bit, then you're connecting. And so far, that's how it's been. We get the people moving, they're smiling, they're into it. You can see them rocking out.
We're speaking with Noodles here on MMR. One other thing I wanted to mention, you talk about what Pete Parada's up to, and people should follow Pete, the drummer of The Offspring, because I gather that at every show he's hiding a pair of drumsticks somewhere in the crowd, and you also put in a Noodles guitar pick. Is that right?
Yeah, sometimes he'll do my guitar pick. Sometimes he'll do Greg or Todd's or even Dexter's. But he's been getting there earlier, and so far he's done it every day. I think every show, hitting a pair of drumsticks, and he's having a lot of fun with it. At the last show, he put it out there, and he was watching as doors opened and people were coming in. He saw two guys, like, you know, just kind of methodically going back and forth and looking, and they just kept missing him. And then he sees this girl just kind of walk right up and grab him out of nowhere. So he's having a lot of fun with it, for sure.
So at Festival Pier on Friday, we will have a pair of hidden drumsticks from Pete and a guitar pick from one of you guys.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Speaking of guitars, do you have a favorite? I don't know how many you have in your collection at this point, but every guitar player I've ever known loves to talk about their guitars. We don't have a lot of time, but do you have just one favorite of all of your collection?
Probably my favorite. I have a 65 Strat that is probably a Stratocaster. That's probably my favorite. I also have a 1956 Gretsch Sparkle Jet, which is pretty cool. So those would be my two favorites.
You don't take them out on the road, though, probably, right?
No, we use them a lot in the studio, though.
Oh, excellent. How many guitars do you have?
At home, I probably have about 30 to 40, you know, decent guitars. Well, some of them are actually cheap little, you know, Dan Electros that are just fun and have a unique sound, you know. And then on the road, I play my Ibanez signature models, which are, you know, like an Ibanez Talman model guitar. And I have, I think I have like 8 guitars out in my coffin.
In your coffin.
Yeah.
That's excellent. Well, I cannot wait to see you guys. I love it when you come around, and it's such a great pairing of all these wonderful bands, The Offspring, 311, Gym Class Heroes, at Festival Pier. It will be this Friday, and it will be a great show. Noodles, thanks for taking some time to chat with us on MMR.
Always great. Always a huge pleasure to talk to you, Pierre. You know that. So anytime.
Thank you, sir.
My pleasure. We'll see you Friday, man.
Yeah, I'll definitely see you there, and I look forward to it, and enjoy your time until then.
Me too. Yeah, I will do.
All right, man. You take care.
You too, Pierre.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.